There's a lot of stories in the Bible that gives us hope. And Jesus was probably one of the greatest storytellers that ever lived. But some of the stories is there for a purpose because they're real live stories about things that that's happened. In John's Gospel, chapter 11, is one of those stories. And you might be familiar with it. It was the death of Lazarus. I've been thinking about this for a couple of weeks now, because we're into Resurrection Sunday as we celebrate the hope that we have in Christ. And I was telling Judy the other day, for some reason, it seems like in this last month or 6 weeks, we've had more funerals in one short period of time than I can remember. And it's been one that we had here at this church, Gene Engelhart, a few weeks back. Somebody said, "Did you know Gene?" I said, "No, not physically, in the physical realm, but in the spiritual realm, we were able to connect." He said, "Well, how could you preach a funeral like that? That's the most wonderful thing I ever heard. In fact, I almost didn't come to this service, because there's been so many funerals in my family and in my life lately. I just got so tired of going to funerals where there's nothing there. It's just like, I don't know, it's not to use two negatives, but it's just dead. You know, there's no life in it. And they just, you know," and he says, "and this service that you did here was uplifting." I said, "It's because we celebrate life. We don't celebrate death. There's tombstones all around here that signifies that there is somebody that had life, was put in those graves, and they're no longer there. They're just monuments, because once we are absent from the body, we're present with the Lord." And then that's the hope of the resurrection. There's a